107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. Oh, yeah. 6:45, Brock Hunter.
Damn.
Oh, this makes me feel better on a Monday.
It does. I get instant smile every time that comes on.
Anyway, hey, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well,
a little better.
An official biopic on the life of the late Who drummer Keith Moon is finally going forward. Roger Daltrey, who has long spearheaded the project, is an executive producer along with Pete Townshend. Casting has been taking place, but Daltrey says there's one thing the actor playing Mood needs.
It's going to be very, very dependent on the actor and the actor's eyes, because you've got to cast it completely from the eyes, because Moon has extraordinary eyes.
It's tentatively titled The Real Me after the song on Quadrophenia, and filming is scheduled to begin in June with Paul Whittington from The Crown and White House Farm directing. It's being produced by White House Pictures, who gave Martin Scorsese George Harrison's documentary, Living in the Material World, a Ron Howard's Beatles documentary, and 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years. Keith Moon died of an accidental drug overdose in 1978 at the age of 32. So it's been quite some time. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to me to see how they bring this to the silver screen.
As an actor, you know, choosing a role like this where you have to like portray somebody exactly how they were, and that person is still alive and gets to talk, like, it makes you kind of nervous, doesn't it?
I think so. I think it'd be easier to maybe pull something from archival footage or autobiographies, or maybe just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just
it's
kind
like,
of,
what if he doesn't like it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ah. Well, and two, the pressure really is on now, because the whole, you know, biography, or, you know, this kind of fantasized look at it, when you look at, you know, The Dirt, the Motley Crue one, Bohemian Rhapsody, which was about as spot on as you
could
get.
They've all been great.
They've been amazing. And so now it's not like somewhere it's like, oh yeah, this is the artist, you know, and you can kind of put yourself away from it as well. Mm-hmm. It's just gotten so good. And so you really can't half-ass it at this point, especially when it comes to a band like The Who and the following that they have. You know what I mean? You can't just throw something together because people are like, no, this is BS. You guys did a terrible job and we're not going to watch it. You know what
don't
I mean? I don't know.
Blow it.
Don't blow it. Don't blow it. So anyway, I'm excited to see what happens. And, you know, they still got guys involved with Pete and Roger on there and kind of spearheading the project. Should be interesting, but it'll be cool to see who they decide to take on the role of the late, great Keith Moon. But all right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 31st, 1970, in New Orleans, Louisiana, the Grateful Dead were busted for possession of LSD and barbiturates. The event was alleged to be the inspiration for the song Truckin'.
Huh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Busted for LSD, so you go right to jail for that.
I believe so. Back then, I don't know what the rules were like back in the 70s. I'm sure they were probably not much different now.
I mean, as a cop, anywhere when there's a concert and there's a band, I mean, can't you just base it on like, there's probably a good chance.
Yeah.
In that bus...
And then what do you do? You're like, all right, we're going to get them here, but they're just going to go down the road and get more LSD and barbiturates. Should we just let it be? We're just causing more paperwork for us.
We're just the band. We're here to entertain people.
Come on, let us have a little bit of LSD. Exactly. We're on the bus, you know. It's not like we're doing cocaine. Come on now. That would cause for concern.
I don't think that's how it works.
Just a little bit of LSD and barbiturates. We'll be fine. It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, so there you go. And it inspired a hit song. So maybe it worked out for the best. All right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.